Good afternoon to everyone, and thank you for tuning in. I'm here at the annual town fair, currently eating a delicious meat pie and an award-winning vanilla slice. There's been a great turnout this year, and I've seen a lot of smiling faces today. But the person who should be smiling the widest is Frieda Banks, the recent winner of our famous creative writing competition. In less than an hour, our new mayor, Rafael Rodriguez, will be on the stage behind me to read the first place short story. Frida's with me now to have a chat. How are you feeling, Frida?
Hello, Abdul. It's great to speak with you, but to be honest, I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed and nervous, perhaps a bit sick as well.
Oh dear, I'm sorry to hear that.
Don't get me wrong, I'm honoured to be chosen as the winner. I've been writing stories for a long time, since year 8.
Wow, that is a long time, Frida. Have you always wanted to be a writer then?
Not always, no. I mean, when I was little, I used to write movie scripts and my cousin and I acted them out and filmed them, but I never thought anything of it. I wanted to be a marine biologist instead.
That's quite interesting, but marine biology is very different from creative writing. How did you make that transition?
Probably because I failed biology in high school. No, I think I became really passionate about it when I took a creative writing class at the library and I realised I had all of these stories in my head that I needed to put down on paper. I even kept my notebook that I used in that class and it's full of hasty scribblings for story ideas or bits of dialogue or character names that inspired me. After that, I was motivated enough to keep writing and meeting with some of the friends I made at the library. We edit each other's work and give lots of feedback so we can all improve.
That's great, and it shows how important our local libraries are for young people. Have you entered your stories in other competitions before this one?
I have, yes. I've sent stories and poems into a few contests online, and I've been entering this competition since I was in year 11. There are lots of benefits to entering, like receiving feedback and learning to be a better writer. But it can be risky as well. It's scary to be vulnerable and share your work, and it hurts when you get harsh comments or rejection. But all of that is an important part of becoming a writer.
Are you okay, Frida? You've been looking very nervous during our entire interview.
Oh, never mind. It's nothing.
All right. Well, can you tell me about your winning story then? What was your process in writing it?
It's a love story, actually, and a very dramatic one. Usually my stories are fantasy and science fiction, so this is very different from anything else I've written. I'm very comfortable writing about mermaids or space pirates, and I'm working on a novel about talking dragons.
Space pirates sound very interesting. I'm a big fan of science fiction. So what made you change to romance? Were you inspired by anything in your personal life?
Goodness. Well, I guess it's all going to be out in the open soon anyway, so I might as well share. I wasn't intending on submitting this story for the competition, as it's a very personal piece of writing. However, my writing group convinced me to enter it to receive the judges' feedback, and I didn't really expect to win. But you see, Abdul, the story is about a romance between a young writer in a small town and the handsome new mayor?
Oh dear. I think I'm starting to understand. Well, good luck to you, Frida, and congratulations on winning the competition.
Thank you, Abdul. I think I'm going to need a lot of luck.